Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Rune number 24. Out of 24, wow. Othala, inheritance. Day 1. What more can one hold on two legs? All the past is encapsulated in this moment. What runs in your veins? Blood and that which rides on blood. Lust, love, lost, never gone. Activate the blood and be free of the pain. Be free to move and flow with the life you've been granted. Now. Day two. What will you take with you? In all things, there is good and there is bad. There is positive and negative. Which will you take? And make no mistake, you're taking all of it. Day three. Containment and openness. It is best to keep some things contained, fenced in, and it is best to share some things. It is good to keep others out of your property, your space. It is good to let some in, to some of it. Keep what is yours contained. Don't give too much, lest you have nothing left. Day four. Be proud of your inheritance, all of it. It is all an opportunity to become. What you let go with honor. What you keep, keep with grace. What you let go is let go for your ancestors too, for them and for their time. It wasn't time. All is kept and released at the perfect moment. Honor your inheritance and self with grace. Day 5. Take ownership of what you've been given. With ownership comes choice. Without, you are left to the whims of your inheritance. The good, the bad, the ugly, the otherwise. With ownership, you have truly received what has been left for you. And having received, you choose what to do with it. Day 6. Accept your inheritance and leave your legacy. Accept your responsibility to integrate and transform what you've been given. Ownership allows change. What you do not accept will never change. It will stick in your side like a thorn until some kind of damage is done to the thorn or to you, or both. Day 7. Your two legs are the past and future. What you've experienced and received from the past and what you are giving to the future. But the only way to stand is to be in the present with both. Otherwise, you're fighting with yourself. In the present, all is clear. Day 8. Having owned yourself and your inheritance, it is your duty to pass on what contributes to the evolution of humanity. This means you give yourself by being in truth of who you are, authenticity, speaking truthfully, acting with integrity, and congruence with that truth. Integrating light and shadow gives peace to the world through you. Giving is not an act of doing. It is the art of being. Day 9. There is no end, only change. There is no death, only change. As you carry on the past, so the future will carry you on. This is hysterical. My pen was dying and gave out ink and it was completely gone. I had to push really hard so I could read the last words there. As you carry on the past, so the future will carry you on. Othala, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for contemplating the runes yourself. Continue this conversation at laurachristine.us. And until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk again.
Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.